In this new poem, the person loved somehow merges with the figure of death, and thus the title is To the Butcher. It's in little short sections. I'll just pause between them. When you arrive, I tell you I was a different person, a cellular anybody, all the stones on the beach, or a piece of glass in a low bead of sunlight. But I am myself to you, a blue plate of grapes, the frost's grass to you, you the king's seal. Your hair is a dirge harp or the mold on the last squash I grew. How can I breathe with all that smoke around your face, like premature beauty, all those winter twigs you comb? Alpaca, you helped me put my coat on and insinuate me through so many doors, you must have felt some of my love. And you ride me around on the gray seat of your gray car. I love you, little silver ash, on my fingers. To be alone with you, in the kitchen or by the window, there is a knife in my stomach, by the broken window, in the spotless kitchen. To be molecularly with you, to drink with you, to hear my little girl singing on my grave, to hear her singing over our bed. There is a weed in my arm. To have my hands in the sink and your fingernails in my ribs, to have you, the glazier, lift me. This is the underdream, that you will move down this beam of water to me, that we must wade a flooded road for love of a water lily, that you will say, please die with me, be my child, and then my ovum, be my oxygen, that you will shoot me for the rabbits you see all over me, that my two pheasants will seduce you, that my nautilus will make you dive, that you will be calm, the mosquito, that you will be deaf. Oh, I don't want to speak to you. I want to be your useless ear bone that does not dissolve. Can I take you to the zoo? The Skid Row man asked. I can show you lots of fun, said a husky kid. I've had lots, and pointed to my 5 months' belly. And in the porno shop, the old guy wanted to touch something so bad. The flying bird touches nothing. How must it feel? The one who chased me with his car across the stadium parking lot. How different you are. The rocket men have confiscated your typewriter. The bomb men have threatened the death of the world with your bicycle. But you bring me a salad, and sorrow brings the table. The garlic is a box of gifts. Onyx turtles from Mexico, falcon beaks, frozen mineral water. It is the assembly of the moons of my fingernails gathered on my fingers into your hand for cooking, for pairing, for soup and bread. The garlic in the market is the whore in the doorway. At home, it is the bone under my eye, the light in yours. The immense blue quilt is eating my arm. I sew one finger into it, then the next. Its diamonds are not wedding rings. They are surveyors' hearts. Bands go across it and disappear into inkless orbits. My two wings will be all that cannot be gotten in. You will pull at the thread and pull my hair. I will weave your toes into it, as into an escalator. I will stuff the batting into your ears. There are feelings that make me useless as bleached flour. My love and my fear of death serve white rice and sugar. Your lovely silent ear with its secret transcript knows this and must. The details of a love or a death are not much to tell, ever, have no reason. But they stay around. Flour on an apron of a great chef hung away for dark. They pick up the moon when it is the only light.